Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this November 26th, day 2022, as we take a look at a question that our anonymous questionnaire offered to me in last week or so, and it was really wonderful. He sent me kind of a series of questions that I felt were really pertinent to a lot of people, and especially in this day and age. So here we go again, and he wants to talk about, or wants me to talk about, is there a God? And I have discussed this, you know, on air many, many, many times. And I have never, I guess, satisfied most people with my answer. But I am again asked, so forgive me. So here it goes. This thing of God, we want to belong to an ideology, some kind of a group of people that has a leader. And for most people, that leader has to do with, in our government, Congress and a president, although I don't think they do very well with that. And then you have your religious thing, you go up a little higher on the charts, and there is this thing called God. Now, people revert to God. I have talked about it on my TV program, and there are times when I just didn't feel like going into the nitty-gritty of it all, the totality of what it means to understand the nature of this thing that we have called God. We make it up. It's a narrative in our minds. So it's the way we like to think of things. There's someone, something in charge here in this lifetime that is making the world go round and sustain some kind of thumbs up, thumbs down for people, some kind of morality, setting the standards and the occupation of our life based on the sum and substance of whether or not we're pleasing this God or we're falling into line. That's really all it's about. So with all this being said and done, it is very, very difficult to explain God. I like the way Buddha and Lao Tzu talked about it. Buddha talked about God as love. Jesus said God is love. And then Lao Tzu, in his very precious Tao, just calls it the way. So they don't put a persona on this presence that is what most religious people would call God. I have a hard time putting a name to it. The more I go into the depths of love, the depths of what Greg used to think of as love, the more I realize he knew nothing about love and could not even ascertain some presence or some monicum of truth to the whole thing. It took many years. And so here is my answer to you. Is there a God? Yes and no. It isn't the one. Yes, there is a presence. Yes, there is this energy, this way. It is not dictatorial. It is not, shall we say, having anything to do with what is fair and right in our minds. It has nothing to do with good or bad in our living. It has nothing to do with any of that. God is a flow, an energetic flow that is a continuum, and it goes on and on and on. Should I get into this flow? Should I put myself into the river that, into the stream that floats to the river and empties out into the oceanic presence of love, what you would call God, then there it is. Something meaningful has happened. But for the most part, with most people, They need a man that's in charge. And I have gone into this nauseating detail of how pathetic this is. We get this from the Bible. A lot of misunderstanding comes from the Bible. It isn't something that Westerners can understand. We need to have somebody in charge. By God, we've got to have somebody in charge. So in doing so, we have made up this idea of God, and we've made up the idea that it is a guy, a man, that is in charge here and has mysterious ways, and we can't know all their ways. And then we've had all these crazy prophets and people come in and tell us what God wants. And we have ministers today telling us what God wants as if they would know. And they could never prove that they understood what, quote unquote, God wants and all of that. But it doesn't matter. We need someone in charge. So my anonymous questionnaire or whatever you are to me, here's how it works. There are principles and laws that run the universe. There are certain principles and laws that are in order with the universe, and where they came from and how they originated, I do not know. I just know, like Lhasa, like the Buddha talked about, and Jesus, they're in place. And those who live in this, those who choose to live in this, those who choose to understand it, those who choose to discover it, find that they enter into a flow of life that is different from that of the human body. And it's rigmarole of obsessive compulsive emotionality based on the genetics of our body and the DNA that makes us want to survive at all costs. And so I can't tell you where this thing comes from, this way, this love that Jesus talked about, that the Buddha talked about. It is simply there. It has always been there. And to go into it in a logical sense, to try to explain to the average person with the mentality of right and wrong, black and white, it is a very difficult thing to do. And I don't think it really can be done. I think you have to discover it upon yourself in your meditation time, in your lifetime, to bump up against this thing that we call God and see it for what it is. It is love, and it has conditions to it. Don't think it doesn't. People like to think, oh, I'm unconditional love and I can do whatever I want. No. There are consequences for knowing God as the principle of life, as the way, and there are consequences for not knowing. And you have to discover all of this on your own. And typically, this is too much bother for the average pedestrian mentality to absorb or to even think about, because it would change their life drastically. You might be surprised how much your life depends, in your vernacular, in the way you live your life, on this idea that there's someone or something in charge here in this world, and that we pray to it and try to please it, bow down to it in order to get what we want. And it supersedes any kind of superstition I have ever encountered with people. And I found out for myself through my own experience that everything I have been taught and told about God, from fundamental religion to New Age religions, all of that, has not been true. It just is not true. And once you find it, it is precious, absolutely precious. Okay, that's my thing on that. You can write me if you want, if I didn't explain this very well, which I hope I did and probably didn't. I'm Greg at Aspire.org. Greg at Aspire.org. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.